Hello, everyone. Here's a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. Thanks for all the comments at the iTunes store, and if you haven't yet left a comment for this podcast, please do so. The more comments for the Inglês Online podcast, the more people will find out about it and listen to the episodes. Thanks for telling your friends, your neighbor, your family. Keep listening. This episode is all about being busy. Actually, it's all about being extremely busy. So much so that you're forced to decline invitations to parties and other social activities. Or maybe a less extreme situation. You're having an incredibly busy afternoon, you're on a deadline, or you just happen to be overly busy right now. We've already had a podcast episode with the term, I've got a lot on my plate. Which is a pretty good one. I've got a lot on my plate right now, which means I'm not available for new projects at the moment. Go check that episode out if you haven't listened to it yet. For today, though, we've got another three expressions that can be used when you want to convey just how much work you've got ahead of you. Here's one that I learned from my website developer, snowed under. That just means you have so much work to do. Picture the literal meaning of snowed under. You're covered by so much snow that you can't get out. You can't even move. You're snowed under with work. Snowed under. Snowed under. So when Paul, my web developer, first told me that, I was trying to get him to do some work on my website. He replied, I'm pretty snowed under this week and the next. So what he was telling me, in other words, is that he had a full workload for the next couple of weeks. He was fully booked for the two following weeks. So if you have the chance to speak to a native English speaker in the future, and you want to tell them that you're too busy to do anything else, say, I'm pretty snowed under, which is going to be funny since there's pretty much no snow in Brazil. Okay, here's another example, swamped. I'm swamped. This is a great term for when you're at work. It's 10 minutes before noon and your colleague rings you to say that everyone's going to the Italian place for pasta because it's Jane's birthday today and they're going to celebrate. And you think of everything you have to get done today before 5 p.m. and you just shake your head. You say, I'd love to go, but I'm totally swamped. I'm just gonna wolf down my sandwich and get back to work. And there's another idiom that's perfect for that. I'm up to my neck. I'm up to my neck in work. I'm up to my neck in paperwork, in emails, in reports. This one can be used for anything, really, not just work. If there's something in your life that feels overwhelming, something of which you've got a lot to go through, you could say, I'm up to my neck in debt. I'm up to my neck in trouble. Are you a student? Do you have a job? Both, maybe? Does it feel like you're swamped most of the time? Or sometimes? Let me know. Talk to you next time.